Thank you, Blessing Zulu. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, June 4th, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Here are our top stories this evening. The Constitutional Court today heard two constitutional challenges in which former farm workers are seeking an order to stay their eviction from two farms in Manicaland and Mashonaland Central Provinces.
It's happening in almost all of the farming regions of areas in Zimbabwe. It's not only limited to Manicaland or Mashonaland in Central Province, that's Mazowe and Lusaka, but it's a big project to the extent that most of the farming regions do have victims.
President Robert Mugabe receives two tourism awards on behalf of the country from a European organization and tells the world Zimbabwe is a safe destination for visitors.
Let the world know us and know us fully. Know that we are a peaceful people, but a proud people as well.
And former Prime Minister and MDC leader Morgan Tsvangirai says he has the right to remain in the state house he lived in during the unity government era.
Nothing has changed so far as the status of this house is concerned. It is a property identified. I requested for some money to buy it, given me first option to buy it. If I have the money, they have not made an evaluation. So what is so controversial about the former Prime Minister occupying the house?
The Constitutional Court today heard two constitutional challenges in which 97 former farm workers are seeking an order to stay their eviction from two farms in Manicaland and Mashonaland Central Provinces. The Constitutional Court's full bench first heard the case of Eriza Muhala and others versus Patrick T. Mukorera before determining the other case of Benias Yoruma and 45 others versus the state. Eriza Muhala, together with 50 other former farm workers who are represented by Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights member lawyer Pasmo Nyakubera of Maunga, Manda and Associates Legal Practitioners, are challenging their eviction from Ruben Clare Farm by the Provincial Central Intelligence Organization's boss Patrick Mukorera.
In seeking to evict the former farm workers, Mukorera alleges that they have been in unlawful occupation since they were staying at Ruben Clare Farm without his consent. But the 52 former farm workers argued that the prospects of being evicted and thrown into the open exposes them to indignity of being at the mercy of the dangerous agents of the weather, which include the rains, the wind, storms, lightning, floods, heat and cold nights, and even wild animals, reptiles and crawling creatures. Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights spokesman Kumbirai Mafunda says the number of farm workers seeking recourse in the courts is on the rise as they have nowhere else to go.
Yeah, the issue to deal with the eviction of former farm workers is a bit spreaded. It's happening in almost all of the farming regions or farming areas in Zimbabwe. It's not only limited to Manicaland or Mashonaland, Central Province, that's Mazowe and Lusaka, but it's a bit spreaded to the extent that most of the farming regions do have victims who are facing eviction from where they are staying or living.
The Constitution says alternative accommodation must be provided. How is the situation turning out?
The situation is that Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights had to make several interventions to help protect, to help challenge former farm workers who have been threatened with eviction, who at times have even been evicted. We have had to intervene the case in Chegutu quite recently, whereby the former farm workers had been dumped by the roadside, and our intervention actually led to them having to be restored to live in their accommodation in which they are living. So we're seeing that the lawyers are basing their challenges for these evictions on the new constitution, which guarantees, which provides for that whoever wants to evict someone from a shelter has to find or secure alternative accommodation so that these people's rights are not violated. So The lawyers are simply seeking to enforce the provisions of the new constitution, which provides for this protection.
That was Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights spokesman Kwimbirai Mafunda on the line with Studio 7 from Harare.